Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is 4:15 p.m. on 7:14, and I have my favorite guest in here with me today, and can't wait to have her talk about her new CD that is coming out.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
At least again, I work with you at Jags.
Yes.
And we've been how long have you been at Jags for now?
This time around, 3 years. The first time was 4.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was,
yeah.
And I've been there going on 13.
Long time.
Yeah. So, but how you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
How are you?
Good. You want to introduce yourself and those of you who don't know Lisa Gaines, she is a star.
No.
I say that to you all the time, don't I?
Yes. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So my name's Lisa Gain, and I'm a local singer-songwriter. I've been playing all across Ohio for over 2 decades now, which shows how old I am. But I'm in a band. We've been together about 3.5 years now. We're called Lisa Gain and the Rusty Silos, and we are working on an album, a 13-track, all-original album. We were granted from the Greater Columbus Arts Council $2,000 to finish the album, which is a great gift to receive. So we'll have it done like within 6 months. So
wow.
Yeah.
And I get the second copy of the autograph.
Yep.
Copy. And it's going to be you're going to have a gold album?
No. I highly doubt that.
I love your music.
Thank you.
You know, I follow you. I've never been to one of your concerts yet.
Not yet.
But that is on my
Maybe when I get something in Delaware, which I probably will be in September, actually.
Yeah, and I follow you on Facebook.
Thank you.
And if people don't know, you have a website too, right? Can you listen to you live on your website?
No, but there's lots of music. Go to lisagain.com. It's Lisa, L-I-S-A, Gain is G-A-I-N, like Nancy.com. And there's lots of music on there. You can hear solo stuff, band stuff. And if you want to look me up on YouTube, it's just youtube.com/LisaGain. I've got videos on there that you can check out. And there's some live stuff you can find me on YouTube, too. So, and we're on Spotify, so go to Spotify, hear me solo and my band, any digital outlet, and we're on those.
So, to clear everything all up, you was on here about 2.5 years ago, maybe about two...
I think we're about a year and a half.
Since the last time. And, what got you inspired of starting singing? Have you been singing like when you were little?
Yeah, ever since I could talk.
Yeah.
Actually, the inspiration would have been my great grandma.
Yeah.
When I was able, like a toddler, I can remember her singing to me. And she would have like me sing in front of aunts and uncles that would come over, and that just kind of inspired me to do it, you know, even though I was just a little kid. It's not like I was some great singer. It was just, you know, I had a lisp and everything, but she inspired me to do it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, grandmas are so fun. Both my grandmas are gone.
Yeah.
And, try to get my microphone here. Snob is okay. There we go. All right. So yeah, but my grandma's gone. But you know, I'm not a good singer. First of all, I can't remember lyrics at all.
Yeah.
I'm just not into that. I don't know why.
It's not easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember all the lyrics, and when you play guitar like I do, you have to remember the chords.
Yeah.
So you really have to have a sharp memory.
Yeah.
To do it. Hopefully, I won't lose that someday.
That's right. And folks, you do not want to miss at the end of the show either, because she's going to sing live for me my favorite song. We won't talk about it right now.
Okay.
We'll talk about it here in
keep
a few.
A
so
secret.
You want keep it a secret. And she's going to sing that live here in the studio with her guitar. She brought it here in the guitar with her guitar.
With brand new strings.
And brand new strings. So, and there's a special story behind that too. So you don't want to want to miss that either. So. What's the first song you want to play, or do you want to talk about more stuff like
you
can
go into the first song? So this will be the first track on the album. I decided to do it in chronological order So we're going all the way back to 1998 is when I wrote this song. It's called Obsession.
Okay.
Wrote it about an old roommate that used to stalk all her boyfriends. And I got a cello player on it that's in a, he was in a band called Starset. They're a huge worldwide touring rock band.
Uh-huh.
He plays cello. His name's Jonathan Campy.
Huh.
And we recorded it in Columbus at Musical Recordings.
Nice. Okay. It's called Obsession. Here we go.
Feedback.
There we go. All right. Well, you know, that was Obsession, and that was a very good song. You wrote
Thank
that
you.
2020?
I wrote that in 98, but 98. The recording we just did in 2018, so that's brand new. But yeah, it's one. Actually, that is the first song I ever wrote on guitar when
wow.
I was teaching myself guitar. Yep.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations
Thanks.
On that.
Thank you.
You know, it takes a lot of, not everybody can do that. To sit back and write lyrics like that and put it into a song.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that just is really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
It's definitely a blessing because sometimes it's like I don't even try. The song just comes to me, you know?
Right. Now, so right now, you're probably thinking of a song right now, right?
No, not right now. Not at this second.
I mean, so it just comes to you throughout the day, though?
Like, yeah, depending. I mean, who knows when, you know? Like, I could be, usually it's when I'm trying to fall asleep.
Oh,
that's when I get the most ideas. Like, my mind should be going to sleep, but then these ideas, like, flood in, and then I'll stay up at night writing a song.
Yeah.
I just have to. You know, when it comes to me and it's a good song, I have to stay up and write it.
Right.
So, but then sometimes it's, like, in the middle of the day, like you said, you know, I could be at work and I get an idea and then I, you know, think about it later. Yeah, like I'll jot it down and do it later. Or, you know, anything. Like once I was giving my cat his shot, he's diabetic, and I got an idea when I was giving him a shot. Yeah. So you just never know.
Now, have you wrote a song about your husband yet or anything like that?
I haven't in the past. They're not like on the album. But I can't think of the name of it because I haven't played it in so long because we've been together like 15 years. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the past.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Nice.
They didn't make it on the album, though.
They didn't?
No, they're not the best ones.
They're in the archives.
The Best in Me kind of is about him. That is on the album, but it's not one you'll hear today.
Yeah.
It's called The Best of Me, and You Bring Out the Best in Me. So it's like a romance ballad song. Yeah. It's one of the few ballads that we have on there. People could slow dance to it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Again, do you want to, folks, if you want to call in, she is taking calls. 740-383-9944 if you have a question for you, for her, and she will answer your question. And again, you want to give you a website again?
It is www.lisagain.com.
And the picture of the album was taken
in Delaware.
Delaware at the Rusty Silo, like a silo area.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll be the album cover, but it is on our website. We use it for a lot of things like flyers. But we did it at the old train station in Delaware, and I just think it turned out to be a really cool photo. It was taken by Jen Mills in Delaware. So
you might not use that for the album?
I might not. I might change it up because we've had that photo for a couple of years now. So
it's got a picture of me on there.
Yeah.
With all you guys around me.
It's just going to be Sean. Yeah, right. On the front. And then when you open it, it'll be us.
That's right. There you go.
That's the new idea.
That's the new idea. There we go. All right. You want to go to the next song? Or?
Yeah, it looks like the next one I have is called Natural High. This is going to be released July 24th on all digital outlets. We're currently making a music video for it with Tom Walton, and it features Joey Ruckus on lead guitar, a great local musician.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you. it in a neat way. There's nothing like a happy spirit, free when birds fly. Imagine that it's me. Don't you cry when you think of all you need. Just live your life, never fight the wind.
Is called, what was that called?
Natural High.
That was awesome. Natural High because they had like a nice,
a happy, upbeat song.
Yeah, exactly.
I wrote it, that's track number 2 on the album because I wrote it in 99, but we just recorded it in 2018 with Joey and the guys on it. But what inspired it was I got off work one day, a long day at work, and I was driving down the freeway and the sun was setting and it was a beautiful sunset. And it just took away all my work woes. Wow. And I just got lost in the beauty of Mother Nature. And that's when that chorus came to me. So it was inspired by Mother Nature.
Yeah, that is a very, it's a nice, like if you're like in a bad mood or.
Yeah.
You just play that song in the background and it'll just calm you down.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. It's kind of up, for me, it's an upbeat song.
It's an upbeat song.
Yep.
Okay, so the listeners, if you're out there now listening, this is Lisa Gang. She is my favorite friend.
Thank you.
And all my other friends are like, ah!
I know, right? You're going to come after me.
You're going to come after me. I'll just stay at the station all night.
Right.
So if somebody wants to come see you, Lisa,
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas where your next concert is going to be?
We do. It will be July 26th at Craft and Vinyl in Columbus.
Okay.
We'll be playing there, and I'll be back at Craft and Vinyl doing a solo set August 29th with some Dayton friends of mine. Check out lisagain.com. We've got shows actually booked up through November.
Wow.
So check it out. I think we'll be in Delaware, Ohio, September 7th, so if you're out in this area, you want to get closer, Delaware would be
what
the one
that
to
on?
Go. I think it's a Saturday. Let me look at the calendar.
I'll have to give a Wayne.
Let's see here.
Wayne, I'm taking Saturday.
Let me look. Yeah, it is a Saturday. Yep.
And what time is it?
I don't have the time yet. I'll have to get that later.
So if it's evening, I can definitely make it. But
probably evening. Yeah, okay. I think it'll be evening.
All right. That's awesome. I have not been to a live concert, so that's on my bucket list. So you're going to be in Delaware, so that'll work perfectly.
Yeah, it's
close for you. Hey, you know what? We should book you here in Marion.
I don't know where. I don't know Marion.
Well, I'll find out. I'll find like a ballroom or something.
Well... It'd be up to my guys, too.
Yeah.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, because they travel
don't,
a long
they
way,
only
don't
go
they?
So far.
Yeah, but they come to Marion.
I have like a radius of, I don't think they would come to Marion, to be honest.
Delaware's like the furthest they ever go.
Yeah, and some, like Lancaster, we have a couple gigs in Lancaster. So it depends, I guess. It depends in their availability.
Well, Delaware's not that far. We could travel to Delaware.
Yeah, Delaware's close to here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And what was that place you showed on Facebook the other day, that new place you went to?
Are you going to be playing the one there, in Delaware? Right? Yeah, the Food Truck Depot. That's where we'll be at.
Oh, that's where we're going to be.
It is a really cool place.
Yeah.
Have you been there yet?
No, I've never been there, but I looked, and when you had the pictures on there, it looks really nice.
Yeah, and they have different food trucks all the time, which makes it cool because you get different food every day.
Nice.
They have breakfast, lunch, dinner trucks, and they have alcohol now. They just got their license, and they have a volleyball, sand pit. It's like family friendly. There's kids, you know, so.
You said alcohol? I'll be there.
And there's alcohol. If you like
it. Hey, I'll get to do a duet with you that night.
Right.
You know, it's so fun to go out and have fun and listen to, you know, just go to concerts and hang out and have fun.
Yeah, and listen to live music.
Live music, you can't go nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot of really talented people, you know, like we were saying before we went on the air. There's so many talented musicians in Central Ohio, and I've been lucky to meet a lot of them over the last two decades of playing around.
Yeah.
And I'm never, like, surprised, you know, like, how good they are. Because there's just so many good ones.
Now, how did you hook up with your band?
I met my drummer a long time ago, like 17 or 18 years ago, at an open mic we used to frequent in Hilliard called Sports on Tap. And we were regulars there, so we became friends. And over the years, we always stayed in touch. And then when he broke up with one of his bands, I saw it on Facebook. I thought he'd have extra time to maybe work with me, and he did, so it worked out. You know, we've been together. We had our first meeting about forming a band. It'll be 3 years in October, and then like 4 months after that, we had our bass player come in, so we'll be coming up on 4 years.
So you have a total of four people, right?
Three of us is the main root of the band, bass, JB, Boza, and then my drummer is Brian Rapeco, and then myself on rhythm guitar and singing. But we have lots of guest musicians that come out at our shows and on the album. Like a lot of, like half our album has a guest musician on it.
Nice.
And then sometimes when we play live, we have a cello player, Chris Brooks, will come out. He's very good. Joey Ruckus sometimes plays lead guitar with us. We have a key player, Pete Vogel. He plays keys on a song. You'll hear Pretty Horses later. Okay. Excuse me. And let's see, I'm forgetting one. We're going to be working with Keith Colbert is a great blues player in Columbus, and he's going to be doing part-time lead with us.
Nice.
Yeah, so if we can't get Joey, we can get Keith. So
you just go back and forth.
Yeah, just whoever's available, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah, it makes it better for the show. The more people you have with you, the better it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, of course, the concerts are free.
Most of them. Some of them have a cover charge. Depends on where we play.
Okay. Yeah. Like they have to cover charge to get into the building.
Yeah, depending on the bar we're at.
And people can tip you if they want to, right?
Give more than welcome to give me some tips.
Yeah. I mean, you know, our artists just have to start somewhere.
You
take your time out and you use your
a
talent.
A lot of it,
You know, and I think it's good to you're going to have like maybe some stuff you're going to sell out, like your CDs, your t-shirts, and all that?
Not so much on t-shirts. That's kind of a waste of money, really, to be honest.
Is it
you
really?
Know, unless you have a big following and you're national touring, then you can make your money. But when you're someone like me, you're not going to get your money back for that.
Yeah. Oh, what about guitar picks?
I don't have that. I have like download cards. People can download a song on our website with this code for free that they'll get at a show, or like magnets, stickers, you know. But the CD will be the big thing once it's done. That's what I'll have at the shows to get the music out there.
Well, good. All right. Well, I think it's wonderful that you're doing. You're all local. Lisa Yee, local. She plays around Columbus area. Delaware area. What's the
all
furthest?
Central Ohio.
Central Ohio area.
Lancaster, Dayton. In the past, I've played Cleveland, Cincinnati. Like, I'll go anywhere where I can drive to and be back the next day, you know?
And it has to be air conditioning.
Yeah, it has to be air conditioning in the summer.
Yeah. If not, we don't want nobody to pass out.
Well, it's not worth it's not worth having a heat stroke
and
passing out and not being able to ever play again.
Right. You had an episode a little while ago, right?
5-6 years ago, I did an outdoor event in the middle of July, and I about blacked out because of the heat. When you're performing, like you're already hot. It could be 50 degrees outside, and I'll still be sweating really bad.
Right.
So when it's hot like that, you dehydrate like that.
Absolutely.
And it's just not worth it to me to even try ever since that happened. And it's the only time it ever happened, and I'm like, I'm not doing it again.
Right. You're doing this because this is a hobby of yours?
Yeah, and I don't want to die over it. I don't want to have a heat stroke over it.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know?
So I can't do ComFest anymore. I did it in my 20s, like three times. And, you know, certain festivals and stuff, unfortunately, I can't do, which sucks. But, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
So I can still play bars, and I pick and choose where I want to go and what time of year I want to play there.
That's great. Because you're basically your own manager.
Oh, yeah. I do everything.
Yeah.
I spend hours on the computer emailing songs, emailing places about getting gigs. Like, people don't realize how much time you do put into it.
Yeah.
When you're the manager, you're the everything. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of time, and it's a lot of figuring out who's available when and trying to get everyone together. It can be difficult.
Right.
It's a job, for sure.
Because basically, everybody's volunteer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not like they're getting around everyone's schedule. And, like, my drummer has kids, so twice, 2 weeks out of the month, he's not available at all. So, like, it has to be when we're all available.
Now, some of these places, I'm not trying to dig, but some of these places, they don't pay you, like a gig, they don't pay you for doing a gig there?
Some of them. I haven't done that for any time recently. Like, we usually get door money and split it at least.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
So, but.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, you know, but like I said, folks, if you want to donate to Lisa, you know, feel free to do that. Give her some tips and help her, you know, help you continue your dream, you know.
I don't know how they would donate, but if they come to a show and they want to tip us, that'd be awesome.
Or what about your email?
I don't have, like, a GoFundMe or nothing like that.
Or, like, on your webpage or anything like that?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, you just have, like, on your webpage, you just have, like, what's going on and
where we're at and the music.
Okay, so if they want to tip you or whatever, you know, come to the show.
Yep.
Yeah, then they can help you out there or come and watch you live.
Or just come to the show. Like, that's what's really important. Like, right now, you know, I just want to build up some kind of a fan base.
Yeah.
And if you just come to the show, like, that means more to me than any tip.
Any tip. Just more people in the audience.
Yep, exactly.
It's the best.
And listen, you know.
That's right.
Yep.
It's not all about money, is it?
No, not at all. Especially not with local music. I mean, if you're in it for money, you're not in it for the right reasons.
Right. You know, you're not like a Celine Dion or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're buying a $100 ticket.
It's just who you are as an artist. Yeah, you know, like anyone that paints, it's just what you do. It's the same thing with a musician. It's not about the money. It's just about doing
having
it and being who you are.
That's right. And get your dream out there, what you come up with.
Just get your music out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else you want to bring up before the next song? Or
I don't think so. We can go into that one, which this is actually a solo one that I... last year, I wrote this, like, 3 days before a desk contest, and I actually ended up winning the Columbus chapter of that with this song. It's called Wake Up Violet. It was inspired by the Me Too movement, and it got me on WSU's Broad and High with the band, which is awesome. It was definitely a highlight for me that year.
All right. Wake Up Violet. Here we go.
Just be quiet. Forget all of the memories. You will think that it was a bad dream. Wake up, Violet. Just be quiet. He's putting thoughts inside your head. No one believes a word you say. Not afraid, off to LA, she runs away. All her friends say not to change. She tells them not to worry, no, not today. She she's just so naive and young. She likes to think she can trust everyone. She always likes to have fun, but in that moment she just wanted a gun. Wake up, Violet, just be quiet. Forget all of the memories you'll think is a bad dream. Wake up, Violet, just be quiet. Putting thoughts inside your head, no one believes a word you say. But they all say you need to be more risque. He's got her beat by decades, and then she feels his disgusting embrace. He says now you're with the pros. To get the shows is how it goes, everyone knows. Her body completely froze, but in her mind she's flying back to Ohio. Wake up, Violet, just be quiet. Forget all of the memories, you'll think that it was a bad dream. Wake up, Violet, just be quiet. He's putting thoughts inside your head, no one believes a word you say. Wake up, Violet, just be quiet. Wake up, Violet, just be quiet. Wake up, Violet.
All right. That is a very good song. That was a, you wrote that how many years ago?
I just wrote that one in 18.
18.
So it's a newer one.
Yeah. And that one just came to you really, really quick.
Yeah, it did. Like, in a half hour, I wrote it. I was trying to fall asleep one night, and the TV was on in the background. They were talking about that wine scene guy, and all that was, like, fresh topic, you know? So yeah. The song kind of came to me while I was trying to fall asleep, and I got up and wrote it real quick. I was like, I have to write it. It's just too important. So yeah. I did, and then it inspired me to enter that contest, the Tiny Desk Contest. I wasn't going to, but I did for that song, and I'm glad I did. Because yeah. It got me some local exposure, which is really cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, what else is you want to talk about? How you got started more, or did you, or you, what you're in the future? What do you plan on doing, or are you just going to continue just playing that like?
Yeah, bars, we're just going to continue what we've been doing. You know, it's not like we have some grand plan.
Yeah.
We're going to have the album release in the next 6 months. And we're going to use that to get our music out there. And I, you know, in the future hope to go to some songwriters conventions, because it's always been a dream of mine to be a songwriter for other people as well as have my own kind of success. But and that we'll get into that here soon. You know, since I haven't been able to get to Nashville because it's very expensive, I just want to do it locally and have some local musicians sing some of my songs because we have so many good ones. Like, I don't have to go to Nashville. They're here, you know.
Right.
So we'll have a couple coming up that'll lead into that. But the next one will be a duo that I wrote called Worth It. And a friend of mine, Eric Clemens, he's so talented. Like, you have to check out ericclemensandco.com. His band is called Clemens & Co. And he's really talented musician and singer. So I asked him if he'd do this duet with me, and he was, you know, graciously did it. And it's called Worth It. So hopefully you'll like it.
All right. Here we go.
My entire life getting passed by, so I waited for a long time, yeah. For many years I thought I'd die, been lonely and unloved, yeah. I know that I am timid and shy. Thankful that you gave me the time. And I say you're worth it. Don't get discouraged. Yet you're all. Jealous, yeah. They keep hearing rumors that I will not be there when you need me, that I'll leave you, yeah. You know that I'm not a bad guy. I'll return the love in your eyes.
And I say you're worth it. Don't get discouraged. Yet you're all I need. It's not your fault that my heart's been
a very good duet.
Thank you.
So Eric is your friend.
Yep.
And he's really good too.
He is so amazingly talented. His band is awesome. He just released an album called Cashmere Field. Check it out on Spotify and everywhere. Very, very talented. And we have a video. That one has a video on YouTube. If you want to look it up, just look up Worth It, and you'll be able to see the video for that one.
All right. So that's on YouTube.com.
Yep.
And you can see, is there other videos on there as well?
Go to my page. If you go to YouTube.com/Lisa Gain, you can see all my videos. We have really good ones, and then we have some that are just like us sitting there with the cell phone. But a couple really good ones Tom Walton did, and I'm very thankful for him. He's working on Natural Highs video. We just did some footage at our last show at Victories for that. And we plan to finish it up sometime the end of August, and then that one will be out there. But he did Rusty Silo. Check that one out. It's great. And he did Not Enough, a solo one of mine. He's a really good local videographer, and he just enjoys doing it.
And I checked out some of the videos, so you must check them out, guys, because you guys do a very good job of that's very hard work.
It is. Yes. It's a lot of, like, over and over. When we did the Rusty Silo video, I had to pull I basically had to play tug of war with this rope that was supposed to represent age, like pulling you in. Yeah. And my hands were so sore because I had to do it over and over. And I was like getting mad at Tom. I was like, I don't want to do it again. He's like, you got to do it again. I was like, I never want to play tug of war ever in my life.
And a lot of people think it's all trick cameras, and it's not. I mean, you still got to do a lot of the.
Yeah, it's all live, like, the real deal. Like, those two videos I'm very proud of, and it's all because of Tom. You know, if it wasn't for Tom, I wouldn't have the technology to do it, you know?
Exactly.
So, but we work together. Like, you know, I come up with ideas, and he does, and we kind of feed off each other, so.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about maybe having a manager, though, on your side, like me?
I don't really.
Did you hear that, Lisa?
Yeah.
Like I volunteered myself.
You know, no,
it's a lot of work, I'm sure.
It is a lot of work. Maybe someday in the future, you know, once it gets, if it ever got out of control for me, you know, like, but at this point in the game, like, I can handle it. Yeah. So, you know, we don't play, like, every weekend. It's not something I want to do maybe once a month. So, it's enough for me to handle.
And it's probably better for you to control everything. That way, you know what's going on, too.
Yeah,
you know,
no miscommunication of dates, and
exactly.
Plus, like, I can pick, you know, where I want to play and ask that place, you know.
Right.
But if it ever got, like, this is dreaming, you know, I don't think it would ever happen, but if it ever got to the point where I did need a manager, of course, I would love to have one.
Yeah. Take the burden off of you, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, looks like we have another song coming up here on the album.
Oh, yeah. This one actually is not from the album, but it's the one I was talking about, how I want to write for other people. And if I can't do it on a national level, I want to do it locally, which Columbus has so much to offer. Central Ohio, we can do that. And this is an example of that. His name is Buddy Stanford. He's a local country musician that you guys, I think Marion would love, because I know country is big out here.
It is.
And I remember when I was young and I lived in Ashley, 107.1 was a country station way back in the 90s and maybe late 80s. And I used to listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
But anyways, Buddy is great. He's from Louisiana.
Buckeye Country 107.
Yeah. So this guy's from Louisiana. He's Southern. He's got the accent and all. And I said, hey, Buddy, I wrote this song for my dad right before he passed. It's called Alimony. It needs a male vocalist. It's a guy's song. And thank God he agreed to do it. He's a super nice guy, talented. So this is Buddy's song. I'm going to release this. His single, but I'm the writer on it. And it's called Alimony.
All right. There we go.
Come on with it. Of a happiness to pay the one that you hate best, the destroyer of my life, my crazy, insane ex-wife. No matter how much I don't want, I gotta do it, gotta pay that. started off real sweet. Little kisses on my cheek, bringing me my favorite beer, saying what I want to hear. How things changed when she took my name. All the red tapes that she put on me. It's a price of happiness.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good upbeat song.
Yeah.
Country song.
It's definitely country. That's why I wanted Buddy to do it, because he's got that country voice.
Yeah.
And I did the backup vocals on it. This one, the band playing is my bass player, JB plays bass, and Brian Rapico on drums. And Joey Ruckus plays the lead guitar on that. And they did a great job on it. But yeah, I wrote that for my dad when he was dealing with cancer. He had to pay a bunch of alimony, and he didn't have very much money to pay for his medical stuff.
Yeah.
And, towards the end of his life, I was writing out his last alimony check. I had to write him out for him. And he said, on the memo line, make sure you put happiness, because that's the price I paid for mine. And that sparked that song up like that.
Wow.
I was like, this is a song. Like, this is a total country song. So I wrote it from a male's perspective. And I just want to say to the ladies, don't hate Buddy for singing it, because he didn't write it. and it's not like a bad thing against women. It's just his situation at the time, you know, that he was going through specifically. So hopefully people will understand that. I'm not trying to bash women to get alimony. It was just his situation.
That was pretty good.
But Buddy's also in a band. I just want to mention real quick, he's in a band called Two-Bit Hustler. So if you ever see Two-Bit Hustler playing live around Central Ohio, he's always playing. Check him out and support him for me.
Okay.
That'd be
absolutely
cool.
Now, does he have like a website as well? People can go there?
He's on, I don't think he has like his own, but I know he's on Reverb Nation. If you go to ReverbNation.com and search for Buddy Sanford, you can find him on there. And this song will be on there once we release it. That's not released yet, so you guys heard it before anybody.
There we go.
Yeah, you guys heard it first.
We'll be here from it. WWGH Radio.
Yep.
That was good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys heard that first, and you heard Natural High first, because it's not out till the 24th.
There we go.
Yep.
We got the sneak peek of that one.
You sure did.
All right. That's awesome. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get to our grand finale?
I don't think so. I think we covered the basics, you know, the show's coming up, and everything. I just want to thank you for having me on.
Oh, definitely. You know, we're going to have this more often, guys.
Yeah.
We're going, next time you're going to come on, maybe around fall.
Yeah, we were thinking around fall. Yeah. I could come back on and maybe play some other musicians that I know and, you know, mix it in with some of my stuff and not talk all about me. That'd be cool.
You know, but I'm glad you came, and I'm you know, 2 years, I can't believe it, a year ago. A year and a half. Wow.
Since the last time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think we have one more recorded, and then I'll do the live for
that's
you.
That's right, we do, don't we?
The special one at the very
end. Let's see. Let me check here.
Called Pretty Horses.
You're right. I'm glad you said something. I did forget about horses.
It features Pete Vogel on keyboard, and we do have a video on YouTube.com for this as well. So it's on the album. It's like one of the last tracks because I just wrote it later in my life. So.
All right. Here we go.
To break free, get back to me and find who I am. Could run away, make an escape, or bury my coffin all the way down in the deep, dark ground. As I'm driving away, I see the days when I played. I'm in a rut, got to get up, turn off my devices. I just don't know if it'll go. There's an attachment, scars on my heart from the very stories of the worldly assassins. Yeah.
All right. That is a very good. So you was driving down the road.
Yeah.
You was driving down the road. And you saw a whole bunch of horses. A
beautiful horse farm. I go by on my way to work, and they were just sprawled out over the hills. And I thought at that moment, I just wanted to stop and not go to work and just take photos of these horses. And this chorus came to my head as I was driving. That's why it says, as I'm driving away, I see all the pretty horses. So I recorded it real quick before I went into work, and then I wrote it that night.
Interesting. That's pretty cool. All right, folks, if you're now tuning in, this is Lisa Gang, a friend of mine, and she has an album coming out in about 6 months. And some of the songs that you heard this evening are on the CD, and some of the songs that you just heard was played for the first time.
Yeah. You got to hear some stuff no one's ever
heard. And we, you know, if you've been listening from the beginning, we have the grand finale here, my favorite song of all times.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's your mom's.
My mom's favorite too, I believe. Yep.
And tell us a little story about this next song that you're going. Now, she's playing this one live, folks. All the other ones were on a MP3.
Yeah.
But this one right here, she has her guitar in the studio with me.
Yep.
And she's going to play this live here. Tell us a little story about this song.
So, Two Packs is one of the most simple songs I ever wrote, but one of the most, like, emotional, I guess, too. Because, again, it was inspired by my dad, and, you know, he had a really rough life. Going through Vietnam right after high school, dealing with PTSD in the 80s when nobody talked about it, marriages, stuff like that. So he's inspired a lot of songs for me, and they all have like a country influence just because that's what he was, country music guy. So it's about that and just dealing with having a dad that dealt with that issue and not talking about emotions and, you know, how that was as a daughter. So it's called Two Packs of Cigarettes. And I guess I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
Okay. Daddy had a real hard life. For 20 straight years, my mom was his wife. When she left us, his heart was so broken, nothing around helped him with coping. But two packs of cigarettes, God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see do well, doesn't even care that it'll lead to his ruin. Even born, Daddy served time in the Vietnam War. Got a pat on the back and a purple heart. Maybe that's the reason he started. Two packs of cigarettes, God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see thinking. Doesn't look forward to nothing but drinking. I wish he would open. Talk about his feelings and just move on. That ain't something a soldier can do. He'll just keep on nursing that wound. At 53, he's on his second wife. All they ever do is drink, cuss, and fight. Her kids have no respect for him. He don't deserve the life that he's living. Two packs of cigarettes, God is gonna lead to his heart attack. 12-pack or more a day would see the way, and doesn't even care that it'll lead to his ruin. Not even on my birthday. For 15 years he forgot me, and now when he needs something, it's me he's calling, expecting me to buy him two packs of cigarettes. God is gonna
Just keep on nursing that blue and two packs of cigarettes. Two packs of cigarettes. Two packs of cigarettes. Yeah.
All right.
That was two packs of cigarettes.
Two packs of cigarettes.
That song I got a Ohio Music Award for in 2014 for Best Americana Single as a Soloist.
Really?
Which is like one of my biggest achievements.
Wow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right.
It's a heart tugger for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. Well, this that was Lisa Gaines, Two Packs of Cigarettes. That was that was your original song, right?
Yep.
And very, very good. It's just like it's like a touching song.
It is, yeah.
It is, sure is.
It definitely is. I couldn't play it for like 2 years after my dad died because it was too emotional. And then my drummer, when we started working on this album, he was like, you really need to put two packs on it. Yeah. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have even put it on there. So he kind of pushed me to put it on there.
All right. Okay, that was the live in the studio. First time.
Yeah.
Last time we didn't do that.
Thanks for something brand new. Having me, everyone, and listening. And check out the website, please, lisagain.com, and see where we're at.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And do you want to give your next concert dates again one more time?
Yeah, July 26th. We'll be at Craft and Vinyl in Columbus, Ohio.
All right. So go there, and in Delaware, I'm going to be there in September?
September 7th.
7th.
Yep.
I'm going to try to get that day off to go. If not, I'll get off at 5:30. I'll be there.
Okay, cool.
All right. All right, folks. Lisa Gaines, thank you for coming in, my friend.
Thank you.
And we're going to be back to programming. Enjoy.
That was awesome.